Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Arlito's Way podcast. Today I want to play a song that's called Memory Laundering Machine. I wrote it next door in a overdub session with a digital 8-track, a Tascam that I had, one of those early ones with a hard disk, and I had my Korg little drum machine and played around with that, and then improvised over that, and improvised the bass line, improvised the instrumental track by track, and then I wrote the lyrics and sang the song. I always liked it. I kind of liked going back into early memories and the idea of like the memory laundering machine, because sometimes it can be, I mean, life is good, and our recollections are very important for us, but sometimes it can be overwhelming and can lead you to, I don't know, dark places. And so the idea that it can be too much and you feel like you want to erase your memories, or it's not that I mean, even those which are real memories that I sing about here, I wouldn't want to miss them, but still the idea of like having a memory laundering machine, which makes everything nice and bearable. Yeah. So I grew up in a small farmhouse, and my mom and my dad shared the house with my mom's ex-husband, who's my sister's father. So there were three parents around and two dads, basically. And I was always a really careful and fearful kid. So there's this one scene that I remembered when writing that song, when on one of my first carnivals. Oh, now my phone rang. Sorry about that. On one of my first carnivals, I wanted to. They had these toy guns with like pink ribbons in them, really not loud, you know, like really child toys. But I really wanted it. I really wanted to the gun, the pistol to be fired, because I like cowboys and stuff. But I was too afraid to do it myself. So my sister had to go outside and pull the trigger for me. And I stood behind the kitchen window and I looked outside, and I held my hands to my ears in order not to hear the dreadful noise. So that's one story. And another one is when I was really, really drunk in my teenage years, I passed out and I barfed all over my friend's entrance to my friend's house. And later on, we also, I scribbled with a silver marker all over his wallpaper and ruined his room, I think, but that's not in the song, but I think it might have been the same night. Yeah, and red wine gives you horrible vomit. Thank you. without further ado, this is, for all I can remember right now, Memory Laundering Machine. Butterflies, who hears the silent sighs? High-tech crips and fancy sips. Sat at my spot at my favorite bar, waiting for you to show up. And did you show up? I guess you didn't, because I didn't see you. The window was so steamy I couldn't even see through. It was special, you know, like when anything matters. And soon all my dreams lay there defenseless and shattered. And the bartender minded her own business, and though she didn't speak, she asked me, "What the fuck is this?" I kept flipping through my phone and thumbing through my memories. Ate a tuna sandwich that I took for a ham and cheese. The rusty pieces we jammed over garden fences, into concrete driveways, vandalist romances, trash cans thundering through the darkness. Slice in the night, and although it seemed harmless, I barfed red wine that looked just like rotten blood. You asked me if I was okay, and all I could was nod. Above a gun shop that sold hunters' equipment, the dark red doorway was now soaked in the sand of red wine and vomit, and I could only hum it. This is no summit, your place was badly lit. I plucked into the memory laundering. I knew you were gone and would not come back. I plucked into the memory laundering machine. Guns and afraid of your parents, avoided eye contact and never left the clearance. My sister had to pull the trigger in the snow, so she became the central figure and ran the show. She was wearing sandals and her nightgown, hiding behind the kitchen window. I was just a clown. I wanted the shot so bad, so I was glad when she fired the gun, but it drove her mad. I could not react, nor protect her from the sun. I could not protect her. I plucked into thank you.
the memory laundering machine. Because I knew you were gone and would not come back. You were gone and would not come back. You were gone and would not come back.
As I forgot part of it. There's this part where it's like, it's hard. We used to have a car outside in the barn. Oh, that's much better. We used to have a car outside in the barn. It acted like a car and did a lot of harm. But one fine day, all the chicken united. They could no longer take it and we're ready to fight it. We found the corpse on an Easter egg hunt. My sister threw it up, but I was too stunned. I was too stunned. Yeah, thanks for listening, and tune in next time. I'm playing in Frankfurt on Friday night, so I hope I'll be able to come to recollect or come up with a number of songs. I got my fourth shot today, my fourth COVID shot. So my arm quite hurts. I don't know. Maybe I'm just tired, or maybe it's the vaccine also doing its thing. In any case, get in touch. My English-speaking website is gitarlo.com. And yeah, I'm always excited if people reach out, and I'll definitely respond. And if you have questions or anything, please feel free to get in touch. And yeah, till next time. Bye-bye.